From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Some 30,000 Iraqi Kurdish Peshmerga and Sunni tribal fighters are engaged in a long-anticipated assault to retake the northern Iraqi city of Mosul from a two-year Islamic State occupation. The air and ground assault was launched early Monday from multiple directions against an estimated IS force of between 4,000 and 8,000. U.S. Defense spokesman Peter Cook said the fight is carrying a great deal of symbolic importance.
Over 2 years, ISIL has brutalized the city's population, committing horrific atrocities. This is a fight to free hundreds of thousands of innocent Iraqis from ISIL's rule.
Iraqi Kurdish President Masoud Barzani said about 200 square kilometers have already been liberated. The commander of the U.S.-led coalition backing the offensive, Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, warned the operation could take weeks or longer. The U.N. resident and humanitarian coordinator for Iraq, Lisa Grand, expressed alarm over the fate of hundreds of thousands of civilians.
We would expect that up to a million civilians would try and leave the city. Of the million, upwards of 700,000 people would need some kind of shelter. They would be unable to reach villages, or they wouldn't be sponsored. They would depend upon us to be in a camp or to be in a tent or to receive some kind of direct assistance.
U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter called the battle the decisive moment in the campaign to deliver the IS group a lasting defeat. Gunmen in Niger Monday attacked a high-security prison housing Islamist militants in an apparent bid to free them, but were repulsed. Local governor Sheloutan Mohammed said the situation is under control. He said attackers are on the run, being pursued. One attacker was killed. Two guards were wounded. This is VOA News.